Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. It's my pleasure to share our recently research in intercropping. My name is Long Li from China Agricultural University. Topic is facilitated phosphorus acquisition of maize. That depends on the root tree of associated baba bee intercrop system. This actually is my master degree student Mijie's work. I would like to have several parts for the talk. As you know, phosphorus is one of the essential elements for plant growth and health development. Phosphorus fertilizer application has been increased remarkably in past decades. However, the current recovery of phosphorus fertilizer is only 5 to 30%. In the most case, the most of phosphorus applied was accumulated in soils. So how to increase the phosphorus recovery? We think that it is important how to enhance the recovery of fertilizer phosphorus and residual phosphorus in soil by crop system. Here I'd like to show some about intercropping. As you know, intercropping is grow at least two crops at the same field, same time. That is common in Asia and Africa, especially China. That was has been practiced by farmers in more than 2,000 years. There are lots of kind of intercropping, including no legumes combination and legumes no legumes combination, such as here is wheat and sorbet, faba bee, maize, and peanut, millet, and tobacco peanut intercrop system. That is legumes and no legumes system. In past few years, we have conducted field experiment with different intercrop system as oil rapeseed maize, faba bee maize, chickpea maize, and the soybean maize intercrop system, and corresponding monoculture crops. In the 3 years field experiment, we found that apparent recovery of phosphorus fertilizer was increased significantly by all four intercrop systems, and in all 3 years, except only for rapeseed maize intercrop system in 2009. You can see. So we would like to know what's the mechanism, why intercropping can enhance the phosphorus recovery of fertilizer. So in several experiments, we found that faba bee can mobilize insoluble phosphorus via greater exudation of organic acid and greater rhizosphere acidification, which was not only benefited to phosphorus acquisition of faba bee itself, but also to neighbor males. So chickpea also use organic phosphorus more than maize, which derived from the greater acid phosphatase activity in rhizosphere of chickpea. That also benefit to associated maize. So that means rhizosphere processes play an important role in phosphorus acquisition in intercrop system. On the other side, we also found the root morphology play also very important role in the system. Phosphorus acquisition of crops was closely correlated with the root distribution in the soil profile. There are some species combination, there are two crops roots intermingled. Some species its roots is avoidance. So we generally phosphorus acquisition is determined by two pathways. I think a previous speaker also mentioned this. There are some root physiological properties. We define that is a rhizosphere process, including a protein efflux, carbon oxalate, exudates, and also phosphatase release. The other pathway is root morphology properties. For example, for root architecture, root shoots ratio, surface diameter, and root length, root hair mycorrhiza, and so on. So we would like to know what's a wild species, how wild species influence the other species phosphorus acquisition. So we have hypothesis. There are two aspects. Sorry. This one is a rhizosphere processes, other is morphology properties. We hypothesize this if the wild species have a very strong rhizosphere processes, that is a positive, strong facilitation to other species. If the rhizosphere is weak, so it's a little bit less influence to other species. If the root morphology is a large, that competition, strong competition to other species. If the small, it's a little bit less competition. In order to test the hypothesis, we conduct a gray horse experiment like this. We have three factors designed, factor A, B, and C. A is four 5B varieties with a variation of phosphorus mobilizing, and B is two levels of phosphorus application. C is three root barrier, plastic barrier, nanomesh barrier, and no barrier, like this. This actually make a no-rooted reaction, partially rooted reaction, and a completely rooted reactions between two species. So we use four variety of 5B. Two of them is the mobilizing variety, and the other two is less mobilizing variety based on our previous study. So we all use a mass waste variety. So we measured some parameters, growth and phosphorus implant and soil and the rhizosphere properties, included pH, acid phosphatase activity, and the carbon oxalate concentration in rhizosphere soil. Also, we measured the root morphology that included the total root length, root surface volume, specific root length, diameter, and so on. So, go to results. We found, firstly, I would like to show acid phosphatase activity. You can see there are big variation, significant variation of acid phosphatase activity among 5B varieties. Where acid phosphatase in rhizosphere of soil of RC number 5 is much higher than other four of them, other three of them. Also for citrate, the malate concentration in rhizosphere, we found variety KLNTB had a significant higher than other two varieties. So phosphorus application and the root barrier had no significant influence on citrate malate exudation in rhizosphere. So also for go to the root morphology, we found there is a significant difference in total root length among 5YB variety. RC number 5 had a more root length density, root length than those of other three variety of 5YB. So similar result was observed for root surface and volume. So we would like to know what's the relationship between the maize growth and phosphorus acquisition and the phosphorus 5YB roots traits. So firstly, we look at the polymers of maize, phosphorus acquisition of maize relative to citrate concentration in 5YB rhizosphere and malate concentration in 5YB rhizosphere soil. So you can see the polymers of maize was positive correlated with these two rhizosphere properties. But for phosphorus acquisition, that is of maize was a positive relative to malate concentration in 5YB rhizosphere soils. Turn to the root length density, root morphology. We found that the mass of polymers of maize and this is a phosphorus acquisition of maize was a negative correlation with root length, total root length of 5YB and total root surface. So that is our result to conclusion. The rhizosphere process property of 5YB was positively correlated with the phosphorus acquisition of associated maize. The morphology parameters of 5YB roots were negatively correlated with phosphorus acquisition of associated maize. The results support our hypothesis that the facilitated phosphorus acquisition of target crop species depends on roots traits of neighbor crop species. The finding has shed a light on understanding the mechanism behind the interspecific facilitation of phosphorus acquisition, but also have importance in select reasonable variety in intercropping or cover crop. I would like to thank our 4D agent and thanks for your attention.